This is the BBC.
Here's Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Russell Howard comes to see us about his new show and to play a special version of Real or No Real. Can I claw it back on the final bangers of the week? And also, our new feature, Bad Nans. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Loads of people like travelling today. We've got Mark, who is driving Oscar, Ryan and Sienna on a seven-hour journey from Cornwall to Blackpool. For tonight's illuminations, are you joking me?
Is that tonight?
The Blackpool illuminations start tonight.
So what does that signal? Is that
it's
like
basically
the run-up
Christmas
to,
now?
Is it? But then X Factor starts as well, doesn't it? It all feels like, I don't know, are we still sort of heading that way?
Well, summer's off, but I didn't know that. Don't they get earlier every year? Anyway, they say it's tonight and they're driving for hours for it, 7 hours. Alex Humphreys, happy 24th birthday for today. And hello, Ed and Tanya and Bruce and Molly and Sarah and Lucy listening in a house in Chippenham. Radio 1's on really loud with approximately 56 pets. Also, Ed, happy anniversary, babes.
Yeah. The tune of the week. BBC
Radio 1. Okay, so this all started when Taylor Swift, who I think is our leader again now, is she? She wasn't for a while, but...
Well, at one point, the theory was Taylor Swift was becoming our leader. It was like she was gathering the squad, wasn't she? She was leader of that squad. Everyone was joining that squad, it felt.
But then I didn't think she was leader for a while, but now I think she is, so we should do everything she says. So she put a teaser video of a snake on her social media and it just went from there, really. This is Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah. Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Look what you just made me do. Hello, John from the Wirral, who, we all love that song, right? Don't we? Oh. I really like it.
Some people don't.
Oh, this is your...
I'm not completely bought into it, to
this
be honest.
This is one of your things where you're like, oh, like you do with Rihanna and Beyonce. Oh, and why can't they just make the songs like they used to make?
Yeah.
It's got to change a bit, you know?
There's something about that song I don't completely buy into.
Well, John from the Wirral feels the same. He says, I can't take the new Taylor Swift being bad seriously. She looks like she's got one too many pony posters in her bedroom, to be honest. Well... She's dead. My favourite jingle.
But I'm not sure she should be going in this direction with music as well.
This is the next track.
Very different. Not very right to thread.
Scott Mills.
Really enjoyed the shows this week. I think the weirdest point was discussing what animals sound like in other countries. I mean, that was weird.
That was weird, yeah, because obviously, like, you're used to pigs going oink oink or here, but, you know, what are they doing in Korea?
Exactly. Well, we heard a North Korean pig. Mm. No, not a North Korean one, a Korean one. I'm sure they're the same.
It was a Korean pig.
And a German cockerel. It was all good. One. We've got Russell Howard on later. He is playing Real or No Real just after three. And also, stick with me on this, about 1:40, our new feature, which focuses on the elderly. That's right. Old people chat. 1:40.
Scott Mills.
You know where you find yourself sort of scouring YouTube for a certain type of video and then it links you from one to another to another and before you know it, you're deep.
You do this a lot. You get in YouTube holes.
I do, but I sort of find them for myself. And I thought, like, I just had this idea in my head and I thought I would look on YouTube at sort of nan pranking videos. And there's loads of these. And I'm not talking about pranks on nans, because I've noticed there's quite a few of those, but it's where, like, nans are pranking people.
What goes through your mind in the first place to think, I'm going to look that up?
I don't know. I just, maybe it was like me kind of keeping half an eye on something which might be funny for the show or like, but I just thought it would be a kind of good area to explore. And then it got me thinking, like, it is awesome what some slightly older people get up to, and there is some amazing stuff on the internet.
Well, look at your Nana Joyce.
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember? Well, in fact, it was when you were away, we had her rapping on the show. Have I played this to you?
I have heard it. Is it when you were on with Matt Emerson?
Yeah, and bless her, she's not been very well lately, and she's got better recently, and we're all so happy. And one of the first things she said to me was, when can I get rapping again?
Oh, that's amazing.
Love her.
Gets better, wants to rap again. Oh, here she is, doing Stormzy.
Nan Joyce is better than me. Tell my name, shut up. Mention my name in your tweets. Oi, rude girl, shut up. Better than me? Shut up.
Didn't she do Kendrick as well?
Oh, Joyce is the best. Love her. She did Kendrick.
Yeah, hang on, I've got it. She is.
Drop it, King Kendrick. No, Nana, pray for me. It's been a day for me. Wait. Yeah, yeah. I remember spam sandwiches and allowances. And it's a Nana with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Pensioners where my Nan down lives. In fact, I'm down in this. Offer with my booboo, I'm a virgin.
Actually really in time.
Really good.
Cat jumping fence, he's a layabout. You implants that pushy fast, so I have to chase it out. I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block and break it down, we're playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM funk.
Incredible.
You just gotta hate and funk. If I quit your BM, I still ride bus past funk. If I quit rapping, I still be the greatest. My last rap just went viral.
Go on, Joyce.
Rap put Granny E in a spiral. Let me see, we like to keep it on the down low. It's levels to it, you and I know. Be humble.
She's the best, right?
Right.
Be humble.
100% the best.
And I just think there must be so many nans and grandads out there.
Yeah, let us know if someone you know around that age is still loving life. Like Alison's been on, her gran, on her 90th birthday, played beer pong.
Scott yes. Mills.
I really like the idea of bad nans.
Bad nan ting?
Yeah, in fact, I've just got someone to record this for us.
Bad nan!
Yes. That's amazing.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, gents. All right?
Yeah, you right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm brilliant.
Whereabouts are you today?
Western Supermare.
Yes to WSM.
Yeah, big up.
Is the tide out?
Oh, yeah, I can't actually see it, to be honest.
Sorry about
luckily.
The really old Western Supermare joke. Who's your nan, then?
Right, so Nanny Brenda. Yeah, interesting character, let's put it that way.
Tell me.
So basically, she lives in Dover. We live Western, on the complete opposite side of the country. All the lads, every year, we go over and see her at a retirement home. There's about 15 of us generally go up there.
15 lads?
Yeah. I mean, there's me and all my mates, and then my brother's lot do it as well. We go at separate times, but she's a bit of like a legend with us lot.
That's so cool. So like a lad's holiday to your nan's retirement home.
Yeah, literally, because there's so many of us. She puts like a mattress in the medical room and the hairdresser's room. Phyllis, the next door neighbour, I think one of the lads slept on her sofa once.
What are we going to say then?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, we couldn't say on radio, but it's lively down in the retirement home.
So how old are you lot, you lads?
So we're 23 now, but we've been doing it since we were 18. And then, yeah, when she comes down here as well, obviously we always have a bit of a gathering, and the lads, like, on their lunch break will pop over and see her and stuff.
This is great. This is so cool. And so tell me more about when you all go to the retirement home then. So she basically organises everyone there to put you up.
That's it, literally. If you've ever seen the Catherine Tate show, everyone says she's like the nan on the sketch on there.
Amazing.
Literally identical. When we arrive, she stands out the front. Last time she had a crate of Strongbow. She gave everyone a can as they walked in.
Oh, wow.
And she has like her walking stick. She looks like the queen of the manor.
Right, so she's out there with her walking stick and like a crate of dark fruits.
Yeah, that's it. Waiting for everyone. One of the lads is called Browner. She can't seem to get it right, calls him Browno. She's like, hello, Browno, and gives him his hand. She absolutely loves it.
Best. And what do you do with your nan? What do you all get up to there?
So last time we have like this drinking game where there's like a gun and you shoot the bullet at the board and it picks what drink you do.
You mean like a dartboard?
Yeah, like a dartboard, and you fire like a plastic bullet at it, and then there's like a, you know, like a, something corresponds to it, this drink or whatever.
Is this?
She absolutely loves it.
It's like the lad's holiday she never had.
It is. She's reliving her youth every day, let's put it that way.
How long do you lot go down there for then?
generally we just go for a weekend. We take her over to France for a day as well.
Oh, so cute!
Have like a day session in France usually. Yeah, you know, she absolutely loves it. You can't argue with it. She's a good egg.
Oh wait, I've seen that you've sent us in a clip here of your nan. What is going on here?
So we used to watch Lethal Bizzle's Snapchat, and he did that, you know, the raw workout song, and he wanted people sending in the video. So two of the lads, when we went up, said to her, like, come on, let's do one. And she's had probably a few whiskeys that night, and she decided to do the raw workout.
This is amazing.
Okay,
Scott.
Right, so I think I've got, have we got this here? Yeah, we got it. Yeah, okay.
Raw workout!
This is great. And all the other boys, they love your nanny Brenda then?
Yeah, everybody absolutely loves her. Like I say, if she comes down here, I won't even be home, and the boys on their lunch break, a lot of them are plumbers, they'll pop in and see her and have a coffee. She's just a one in a million.
Do you know why? Because she's a bad nan.
Bad nan.
Yeah, that's it.
Good to speak to you, Ryan.
Yeah, you do. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Now, do you remember when we spoke to that Glastonbury naked guy? You know, the one that stripped off during the Foo Fighters headline set at Glastonbury? Well, we gave Grimmy that guy's number because we've spoken to him before. And he reconnected Glastonbury naked guy with Dave Grohl on The Breakfast Show this morning. It sounded like this.
I've got naked guy on the phone. Good morning,
no
naked
way,
guy.
You got naked guy.
Yeah, Dave, how's it going, pal?
Hey, naked guy, yeah.
Yeah, big G.
Where have you been our whole lives?
We've been waiting for you to get in contact.
Let me tell you, man. Well, I'm glad that we're in contact now when we weren't that night. But listen, I really, honestly, I mean, the gig was amazing, and there were moments in that show that really blew my mind. But I have to say, I knew it was going to go down in history when I looked out and I saw your junk just hanging out all over, you know, like, forget about the flags and forget about the people.
Just letting everything go.
I suppose. Apparently it is. I don't know. I've never gone that far. Maybe next time.
I've always had so much time for Dave Grohl. He's fun. He's so nice.
Scott Mills.
What a song!
It's just so good hearing them live, isn't it? Best live band in the world.
Foo Fighters. I just had one of those moments.
Amazing.
That was Best of You, starting live last month from LA. And then on Monday at midday, Chris Martin off of Coldplay is going to be live in Malibu for Live Lounge Month. Do you know where Malibu is?
No.
Where do you think it is?
I don't know. Well, how specific do you want me to be?
Right. Go.
Go as specific as I can. It's in America.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird that we're saying Malibu because Malibu's actually in LA.
Oh, right.
But it's like half an hour drive from actual LA.
So it's like a town.
Well, it's like it's by the beach, it's by the ocean. So all the really rich people like Chris Martin probably have a house on the ocean there.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
But it is weird. It's more localised than you'd think.
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying it's smaller. I thought Malibu...
Well, like Swindon.
Is Malibu Swindon?
No. No.
Well, compare it then. What is it?
I don't know. Just an oceanfront town. Anyway, that's happening on Monday.
Right. Scott Mills.
Good news, everyone. Charlie XCX is on this show on Monday. I'll probably ask her about boys.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Maxine, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good.
What are you doing?
I'm signing my car, I'm finished work, and it's my birthday weekend.
Yay! When's your birthday? Saturday, Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, happy birthday.
You got to party all weekend, obviously.
So. Okay, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm going to see Mamma Mia tomorrow in London.
Okay.
Sunday's a really good day to have your birthday because it means you can be out on Saturday night and then it sort of goes into your birthday and then the night continues.
Absolutely, and I'm not working on Monday, so that's also perfect.
Just winning at life, really, Maxine, aren't you?
I am always winning, yep.
Now, are you hoping for any type of presents for your birthday?
I mean, I'm not going to get a dog or a really fancy house or a nice car, really. So, nah, anything, it's all right.
Yeah, but what do you actually want?
Yeah, what do you want, or is it just, you know, cash?
What do I really want?
Yeah.
Cash and a card.
Money.
Cash and a card.
Money. What about you can get a My Little Pony like Taylor Swift?
My Little Pony.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Brilliant.
That sounded almost like the greatest advert ever. Crowbarred in.
What you said about this, Maxine? Akon.
I mean, I could definitely smack that, but I'm not sure. I have to wait for Chris's choice.
All right. Okay. All right, well, here's Chris's choice.
My little pony, my little pony. It's like you're on commission from them. All right, my banger's choice today is this.
Oh, yes.
This is a banger. This is the Future Heads, Hounds of Love.
That is a banger.
Oh.
That is.
Oh, okay. We'll see where this is
I'm
going.
Sorry.
I can always phone the theatre and get them not to let you into Mamma Mia.
I'm so fabulous, they would have to let me in.
I know,
they'd
Maxine, I know.
They'd see me. Yeah.
So it's your birthday weekend. What do you want?
Yeah, Chris is. Sorry.
Happy birthday.
I want Chris's song. Thank you.
You deserve that.
What a tune.
You absolutely deserve that. Sorry, Akon.
Yeah, and apologies to a few people who are disappointed Smack That was not on.
I know. He could have probably done with the cash as well. Rubbish. Oh, well. So you win the week on Bangers.
What was the other Akon song? What was the really massive Akon song?
Convict. What was that one? Locked Up.
Lonely.
Yeah.
Is that Akon? And was Locked Up. I'm thinking Locked Up, yeah.
Locked Up with...
You
with
won't
the,
let me out.
The sound of
locked
doors closing.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah, and chains.
Off of prison, yeah.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Russell Howard is going to join us in the next 15 minutes. He's got a new show on telly. And he's going to play Real or No Real with us. Special Russell Howard Real or No Real. Do you know what, Chris?
What?
Radio 1 is nearly 50 years old. A British institution. Best radio station in the world. Always has been, always will. And we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Radio 1 with a pop-up station, which is going to be called Radio 1 Vintage. And it's going to be on from Saturday the 30th of September. And a pop-up station is a bit like, you know, like you get those pop-up shops now, which like appear in a town or city centre for an hour and then disappear.
Mm.
So this is 3 days. You'll get it on your digital radio. And there's going to be loads of past DJs and shows on it. People like the first ever person on Radio 1. We were playing some of his workout video earlier this week. Tony Blackburn, he's going to be on with Grimmy. Zoe Ball. Colin and Edith. Mark and Lard. Chris Moyles. Noel Edmonds. This is all happening on Radio 1 Vintage, Saturday the 30th of September, a pop-up station on your digital radio.
I think this is... just awesome if you're a Radio 1 fan.
Yeah.
Because this is the history of this station. This is cool.
Right, to celebrate Radio 1 Vintage, tomorrow morning from 10 a.m, Jordan North will start up Radio 1's greatest hits to get us all in the mood for Radio 1's 50th anniversary. He'll be playing tracks from the last 5 decades. Expect stuff like this.
BBC
Radio 1.
Mills.
Russell Howard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed. You look great. Very tanned.
Thank you, yes.
The listeners won't be able to really take it in, but it's a lovely hue.
Well, how would you describe the shade, the particular shade? You know, like different types of wood.
You know when you sort of seen like sort of penguins that get sunburned? It's that lovely kind of, that bird shouldn't be out in the sun, but it looks happy that it is.
He's been overexposed.
Yeah, you're an overexposed penguin.
So you've just been on this huge sold out worldwide tour, right?
Yeah.
All sold out.
Except for one gig in Minneapolis.
What happened there then, do you think?
It turns out I'm not that big in Minneapolis. But it was still a fun gig, but it was in this kind of weird sort of scout hut. But isn't that funny? That's the only story now you want to hear about. Like,
yeah, everything else so
was
true.
Well, the gigs were great. I was a bit weird in Minneapolis. Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
Where was the place where you thought, I never imagined I would be on in this place or this city?
I did a gig in Helsinki, which really surprised. There were two things that were amazing. The gig was wonderful, and before the gig, I was how English is this? I was eating chips, as you do. I was missing home, and I was down by the waterfront in Helsinki, and there was this big burly kind of Finnish guy, and I kid you not, like this sort of pigeon was flying near him, and this massive man grabbed the pigeon with his hand and went, "No!" like that. And the pigeon seemed to look at him as if to go, "I understand. I've got too close. I'll never do it again." And he released the pigeon, threw the pigeon into the air, it flew away in a kind of a frightened manner, and he carried on eating the chips. And I mentioned that to the crowd that night, and all of them were like, "Yes. This is what happens."
See, right,
and it was this wonderful
that's
moment.
Awesome.
Yeah, but apparently Finnish people can just grab pigeons by their hand. It was amazing.
Did you ever do like a gap year when
you
were younger?
No,
this is it, right?
Well, I was a comedian when I was 18, so I sort of didn't have any money until I was 28. And travelling, I used to go to Swindon or Huddersfield or Yeovil, so I've kind of seen every bit. My gap year was around England.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the service stations I've been in, young man.
That's awesome. So have you got posters from when you used to tour and it says like Swindon, Bath, Newton Abbott?
Yeah, well,
and now you've got these posters
from Hong Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
Insane,
well, me and John
right?
Oliver we used to sort of tour together. So we did like Loughborough University. We once did Loughborough Uni with, who's that guy? This is how you do it.
Montel Jordan.
Yeah, it was me, John Oliver, and Montel Jordan was after. And me and John struggled, but Montel had to open with This Is How We Do It and close with it. Yeah. You know, no comedian could do that.
So your new show is on Sky One and Now TV, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, as previous, it's very current. So, like, what's the time scale between you filming it and it going out? Because it has to be fresh, right?
Yes, we do it on a Tuesday and then it's out on a Thursday. But the thinking behind it as well is, so it's all going to be topical, but there's going to be things that I'm kind of fascinated in as well. So sort of longer bits.
Right.
So I'm trying to find stuff that you can really get your teeth into.
Yeah.
And not to sound too sort of highfalutin, but kind of, I don't know, get enraged and funny about stuff. Because that's what I did in the last tour. And it was really great because particularly young people, they've never been more interested and fascinated by the injustices of the world. Mm. And if you kind of make it funny and bit a spoonful of sugar, it's really exciting.
But do you think that's what makes shows funnier, is when you've got that sort of dark with the light?
I think so. Well, that's what,
does it
have more
impact?
that's what existence is like, isn't it? We have moments that are awful, but then you might see footage of deaf people hearing for the first time because somebody invented this technology, and you're like, oh, the world's a wonderful place.
So what's the show called, please?
It's called the Russell Howard Hour. I struggled. Like, I couldn't remember my
which
own
one.
Yeah.
I've forgotten. Okay, cool. And it's on Sky One and Now
Sky
TV.
Yeah, it's going to be great, hopefully.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're going to play a special edition of our game Real or No Real, if you will stick around for me, Russell Howard.
I would love to.
BBC
Radio 1 Scott Mills.
Russell Howard's here. Hi, Russell.
Hello, mate.
Right, okay, we're going to play Real or No Real. These facts could have been made up. They could be entirely true. Let's find out which is which. You against Chris. Here we go.
An American university has teamed up with Amazon to create a pet translator that will let us talk to dogs within the next decade.
Do you want to go first, Chris?
Well, I think that's a wonderful thought.
Yes, it's lovely.
That we can really start communicating properly, because I think
you can really talk to
But it's simple phrases.
You're not
it?
Getting it back, are you?
It's no. Sit, you know. And what will the dog say when it can answer back? Will it do the same back?
It will say
like, no.
Yeah, I'd rather not. But let me. I think you're giving them. I mean, if you, I've got a dog, and I think every answer he would give me is,
"Can I hump it?
Can I eat it?" to anything. Like, do you know what I mean? Would you like to go for a walk?
Can I hump it?
Can I eat it? So in many ways, talking to a dog would be similar to talking to my brother.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but imagine if this could actually happen.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone has a voice for their dog. So my dog, he speaks like that. And he's a terrible human being. And that's, he has an opinion.
The great thing about having a dog is you can say awful things about other people through the dog.
Yeah.
Look at him, sir.
So is this true?
I think that is true.
Yeah.
Russell's saying real, Chris?
No, I can't see how this would work, so I'm going to have to go no real on this one.
Pet translator, real or no real?
That one is real.
Yes. Well done, Russell. Backed by the tech giant Amazon, Northern Arizona University professors have used AI software to analyse different prairie dog noises, and they say it'll be ready to talk to household pets in the next 10 years.
Wow.
Here's your next fact.
H from Steps has had over £50,000 stolen from his bank account after fraudsters correctly guessed his debit card PIN was 5678.
That is beautiful. Whoever came up with that, if that isn't a lie, it's a beautiful lie.
But the thing is, you would remember it because it's one of your biggest hits.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can imagine that they've all probably done this. Some clever con man has decided to target Steps, and it's unfortunately him who's had to suffer.
I hope he got them in the good years. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you know, they had that little period when they were scratching around and he got done then.
Yeah, so true that actually it might be news that it's £50,000 to steal.
Mm. The only story I know, who's the kind of the heartthrob from Steps? What was his?
Lee.
Is it Lee?
Lee.
Yeah, he ran with my sister all the way through the marathon. He helped her out.
Really?
Because
he's like, he's fit.
But
he's
not in,
like,
but not
physically.
In a, hey, how you doing? And just like, he sensed that she was struggling.
Yeah.
Like a wonderful human being.
Yeah,
he got her through it.
And he is like a personal trainer, I think.
He is.
Or is he really?
I had an awkward time once where me and a group of mates were playing football in the park.
Yep.
And the ball went astray and went between his girlfriend's legs.
Ooh. Okay.
No word of a lie. And it was a mad situation where...
You didn't lose it, did you?
I looked up and Lee from Steps was passing me my ball back.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? They passed me the ball back.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
The weirdest ball story I ever had. I was playing football in Bristol and the ball went into a hedge. And I went into this hedge to pick it out, and there was a naked man in that hedge.
What?
Yeah, and he sort of just kicked the ball very gently back to me, and he had a lovely touch for a naked fella.
But did you just see the leg out of the bush?
No, I saw him completely naked, like some weird ent.
And was that a good tackle, or...?
Nice. So, Steps.
Right, okay. Well,
what's your best ball story, Scott?
Yeah. I don't have one, because I don't generally play with them.
You don't play football? Okay.
No, let's not forget, also, around the same time, Ricky Martin had a Latino hit called Uno, Dos, Tres, Cuatro. So maybe his PIN code is 1234.
Mm. Yeah.
A bit obvious.
That's even more obvious.
So has H from Steps been fleeced for over 50 grand because they guessed that his PIN was 5678? Russell, real or no real?
I believe that is false.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Too obvious. Yes. Made up.
Yeah.
Russell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Don't forget, the show is called...
It's called the Russell Howard Hour.
That's it.
Absolutely smashed that game, Russell. You got 20, I got 10. He wins.
Well, last time we played a game, you destroyed me, so it's nice.
That's true.
It's one all, so I'll see you in 6 months.
See you with the new TV show.
Or maybe kick a ball into a hedge.
So good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. See you later.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, so Kimberly and Gemma's mum has been on, Louise, saying, can you actually say thank you to Kimberly and Gemma for putting up with an actual rubbish school holidays while their boring mum and dad dealt with building the extension? Gemma's had her first day back at secondary school today, and it's all good. Tonight they're off to see Little Mix. Have a good time. Also, someone called Flash Logan is having a birthday today. Yes. Is that their real name, Flash? And also Joshua getting ready for an all-night gaming session.
Yes.
I like people that plan the night as for gaming. I like that a lot.
Awesome.
This is BBC Radio 1. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I like that. Hi, Radio 1. Now, we were talking earlier about older people who just love to do young things. We call them...
Bad Nan.
Yeah. Okay, tell me yours. Yours isn't your nan, is it?
No, mine's my granddad. He retired and moved out to Spain. And a few years back when I went over to go visit, we'd had a few drinks and we actually ended up staying up till 4 a.m. lilo surfing across his pool.
Yes. How old is your granddad?
It's quite bad that I don't know this, but he's in his 70s.
Okay, so lilo surfing, is that where you line them all up?
Yeah, so we had like a row of lilos all across the pool, and it was like trying to make it to the end and see who could stay the longest.
That's wicked.
Without falling in.
That's because.
Bad Nan!
Only Grandad.
But not Nan.
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
Scott Mills.
Right, have a good weekend. I'm going to play Bastille in Floors next. Because it's Friday, as a treat to myself, Chris, can I please play you doing your Bastille mashup? You know when they did, this is the rhythm of the night, and rhythm is a dancer.
Yeah, it's in a posh kind of way. Yeah, rhythm is a dancer.
The loveliest but poshest band in pop. This is when you did your version. I love it.
Yo, listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside, blue is his house, with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Back on Monday, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills.